This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. Supporters of a proposed New Mexico constitutional amendment to take 1% annually from the land-grant permanent fund directed towards early childhood education programs are pointing to a new study to make their case. I'll have details after this word from our media partner.
National Guard and Reserve members need their employer's support, both on duty and in the workplace. But where can employers go when they need advice? Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, is here for you. We help businesses recruit, hire, and support service member employees. It's good for America and good for your workforce. Find your local ESGR representative at esgr.mil.
House Joint Resolution 1 would ask New Mexico voters in 2018 to approve the constitutional amendment directing 1% of the land-grant permanent fund for early childhood efforts. It would raise about $112 million a year. But a study conducted by independent researcher Catherine Kinney on behalf of CHI St. Joseph's Children shows an unmet need of more than $400 million annually. Alan Sanchez, director of the organization, says that unmet need covers three basic things.
Home visiting for child care, and we're not even talking about the high quality, which costs more, that's added in our numbers, and pre-K. Because there's a Harvard study that says if you want to change the graduation rate, we must do three things. We must improve through home visiting, through high quality child care, and pre-K.
According to the study, New Mexico's high rate of poverty, a state where 80% of births are paid for by Medicaid, accounts for the high unmet need figure. Albuquerque Democratic Representative Javier Martinez is a co-sponsor of the amendment.
Think about the level of poverty that those families are in, and think about the early interventions that are needed by those moms, those dads, by those children in households throughout the state. By providing our parents who may be going to school, who may be working one or two jobs with assistance for high quality childcare, we're ensuring that our children are in safe learning environments where they can thrive and in a place where we can get them ready to learn by kindergarten and ready to succeed by the third grade. We hear a lot about flunking third graders because some of them may not be able to read. This is the best way to avoid that problem. We have the fund, we have the political will in this room, and we have the support of 80% of voters throughout the state.
Martinez disputes opponents' characterization of the proposal.
We're not tapping this fund. We're not raiding this fund. We are simply taking 1% off the top and making an investment. Not different than what we do in Wall Street already with this fund. We're taking 1% and investing it in quality early childhood development opportunities for children across the state.
The other co-sponsor of HJR1 is Representative Antonio Mo Maestas, also an Albuquerque Democrat.
Investing in early childhood development programs is the best investment the government can make. And so the question is, do we invest in Wall Street or do we invest in human capital of our children aged 0 to 3, 0 to 5?
This is the sixth consecutive attempt to address early childhood education needs through using the land-grant permanent fund. The measure is now before the House Judiciary Committee. And with Democratic majorities in both the House and Senate, the sponsors like their chances of approval this time around, despite stated opposition from Senate Budget Committee Chair John Arthur Smith, a fellow Democrat. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.